USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In parts of Florida, people have been forming long, long lines outside fire stations, schools, and Salvation Army food trucks as Hurricane Michael victims try to find their next meals. It's especially bad on the Florida Panhandle, but Governor Rick Scott says millions of meals and gallons of water are on their way to communities hardest hit by the storm. The unofficial death toll now at 18. President Trump is thanking the president of Turkey after the release of U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who'd been detained by Turkey for 2 years.
And I think we'll probably now really establish a terrific relationship with Turkey. We appreciate it.
Brunson, who Turkey accused of being a spy who'd aided terrorists, also visited with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Sears is now set to close up to 150 more stores before the holiday shopping season. Sources say that Sears plans to restructure under U.S. bankruptcy protection, and the plan includes closing about 150 stores and keeping another 300 stores open. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, apparently doesn't pay taxes. And according to a New York Times report, it's all legal.
They find that Kushner has apparently paid no federal income taxes for years. According to the paper, he's doing it legally because he claimed depreciation on some of the properties he owns, which the tax laws do allow. A spokesman for Kushner says he paid all taxes due.
That's USA's Wendy King. The Mega Millions jackpot is poised to break records. There was no winner on Friday. Lottery officials say the Tuesday jackpot could grow to nearly $655 million. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Pope Francis lauding new saints, Pope Paul VI and slain Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero as prophets of a church that looks out for the poor as he presided over a canonization ceremony Sunday. The two canonized along with five other people at the start of Sunday Mass. History's first Latin American pope warning in his homily of the danger posed by wealth, calling the love of money the root of all evils and adding, "We see this where money is at the center, there is no room for God nor for man." An unspecified number of F-22 Raptor stealth fighters are apparently damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Michael. They were at Tyndall Air Force Base in Panama City, Florida, which got the hardest hit from the Category 4 storm. Anywhere from 3 to 22 of those 55 Raptors stationed at the base were reportedly left behind, and while the Air Force isn't commenting on damages yet, at least two of those multimillion-dollar fighters can be seen in aerial photos sitting in the rubble of devastated hangars. An Air Force spokeswoman says the damage is still being assessed. And brewing industry leader William Bill Coors is dead at 102. The Molson Coors Brewing Company says in a release that Coors died peacefully at his home. He was the grandson of Adolph Coors, who founded the brewery in 1873. Bill Coors credited with developing the recyclable aluminum can. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.